Today, we'll get Barb doing a little bit more. He's feeling good. He's just keep working on his conditioning. He's worked hard the last 2 days with on the side over there after he's done some football stuff. So we'll get him going a little bit more, start putting him in the mix. And then first day's practice I thought was fairly sloppy offensively, and yesterday was much better. Starting to get the timing down. Anticipate going outside. More than likely we'll be, if it rains, y'all should bring your raincoats because we're going to be out. But other than that, everything's been going pretty smooth.
So you want to stay outdoors regardless how bad it gets? Or?
Well, the players kind of know already. I told them the first day, I said, you know, if it rains today, we're not going in. They said, Coach, you don't have to tell us.
That's just for like lightning and other.
Yeah, safety. Lightning will go in. When I get to work, I'm sure that the lightning's close enough, we'll go in. I said, if it's hailing, they'll put your helmets on.
Mike, is there anything you look for in the first day of contact that, you know, just to kind of see that tones are being set and things are going the right way? Or?
Well, it's the first day in pads is never really the most crisp day you're going to get typically. But it'll be good that we're quitting playing football in shorts for a while. And the other thing is, you know, we finally get to press for the corners, and that's a big thing, so we can start working on that. But usually when you don't have pads, your pad levels start going up on the front guys, you know, and so you got to start keep working on getting their pads down. We're not going to try to kill them. We'll have a little inside run period today, and but it's, you know, just normal football.
Question on getting to Jackie Munderland. People seem to have kind of written him off as a starter, even though he started all games last year. Do you still look at him as a possibility of a starter, or is he more your
starter? I look at him as competing for a job, yeah. Whether it's, you know, whether it's a nickel or outside or wherever. Just, you know, you can never have enough corners, and so we'll see. We'll see where that all unfolds.
How's Wayne been doing in the slot?
A lot better. He's understanding the principles a lot more, and you know, there's a lot more that goes on in there. But I still feel like the more that we can, the more things that we can give him to do, kind of like what we try to do with a lot of young guys, give him a lot of stuff to do, and then if we have to pare it down, as opposed to saying, well, he can't do that, and then never knowing if they can.
It'll be good for his
overall development of his game just by understanding things that happen inside as well.
Is it kind of by design? It seems like a lot of the positions that are kind of up for grabs right now are leaning towards the veterans. Is that why you're adding on, to the, you're giving more for the rookies to do, and giving the veterans more of the kind of the starting nod right now, starting out in camp?
Well, really, I'm not really worrying about the starting job so much at this point in time. It's still about evaluation. The veteran guys have been here and they've been going through this stuff, so typically we just line them up there first. But that doesn't mean, by the time we get to September 9th, it really doesn't mean anything. Lamar started last year as a rookie. We have no problem starting rookies.
Mike, you got to see how basic skills and knowledge of the offense. What would you say is a key ingredient for a backup quarterback?
Well, one of the big, probably the biggest thing is to be able to go play efficiently with a minimum number of reps. Because those things, you know, they don't get the number of reps in practice, and be able to understand the things going on. You know, it's usually hard for a young quarterback to come in as a backup quarterback, and you know, it gets thrown in the middle of a game and give you very, very good chances to win. So I would say to be able to perform efficiently with low amount of reps.
It seems like you can't force it something on that role.
A little bit of it. I think you know, everyone wants to be the starter, and then, but there's a certain type of guy that can be more beneficial to the starting quarterback, that is smart, that can help see things when they come off the field, be able to talk to him and that. And so it does take a little bit of a guy that's kind of secure in his own skin, you know, that can deal with those kind of things.
Coach, you get 14 practices down here. What do you want your team's identity to look like or feel like when you head back home?
Well, I want us to be a tough football team. I want us to be a smart football team. I want us to be a team that doesn't make a lot of mistakes. You know, we don't. You know, I think when you look at it, the fans. I think the fans are very, very knowledgeable. You know, and so they know what good football is and what bad football is, and I want them to come in and say, man, these guys, they're doing things right, and, you know, they make a couple plays here, a couple plays there, and they win football games. But we want to continue to try to build the smart, passionate football player, and obviously we want to, you know, I like big guys, so we're trying to keep getting bigger with our team and faster with our team, and so... you know, I think that's part of it as well.
Mike, did you sit down specifically with the offensive line or have Jeff maybe convey a bit of a challenge to them to step up, or do you think they know that?
Jeff's talked to him quite a bit, and, you know, they understand that a lot of what's riding on this season, and it's not just them. It's you know, everybody. I mean, defensively, we've got to perform better, and Teddy's got to continue to improve. The receivers got to continue to do, but I understand your point, and yes, they have they've got to be able to perform and perform well, you know. But you know, I talked to Kyle today, you know, about some things he's got to do better too.
Do you feel like you're committed to having three quarterbacks on the roster, or is that going to be a little bit more fluid this year?
I assume that we'll have three quarterbacks, but that's not set in stone. You know, the roster, when we get down to it in the 53, we're going to try and keep the best 53 guys for this particular football team, and that may be a fluid position.
Trey Wayne's looked to you so far?
Good. He's doing well. I think, you know, once we get going with some more of the press stuff, he'll even continue to look better, just like Xavier will continue to look better. Newman will look better once we get in the swing of things with this. But Trey's done a nice job, and I like him. I think he's got a chance to be a good football team.
Nickel, he talks about, is that a difficult thing to teach if you haven't played it before?
Yeah, it is. It's there's a lot of things happen, and it happens real fast. You know, you got to play the run, you got to play combination routes, you got to pass offs. There's a lot more involved being in there. But like I said before, I think it's going to be good for his overall development, regardless of if he ever plays in there again or not. I think it'll be good for him.
Trying to convey that team defense message, and you got a lot of young guys. Is it difficult to try and get that across when they're trying to maybe stand out?
No, not really. I mean, defensive meetings, if you ever sat in them, there's not much individuality going on in there.
Is Arch Daniels going to be able to practice today? With your first time in pass now, what do you want to see from Matt Boyle now that you know you're able to get a good gauge of the offensive line in pass?
Part of it is he's got to continue to drop his weight, make sure that he's staying low. You know, he's a little bit bigger this year than he was last year. You know, and then, you know, the continually on the focus. You know, I'd like for him to, you know, his sets look much better to me. And I'd like for him to continue to finish those kind of plays when he's in good position instead of, you know, kind of sometimes he'll not finish as well as I'd like him to. Let's just say that.
Is that added weight, do you think, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, you know, as long as you can move, in which he's shown that he can move so far, I think that's a good thing because, you know, you're going to get power rushers, you're going to get different types of rushers, and the speed rushers, really it's more about redirect and your punch and your sets.
How does Kyle need to be a better run blocker? You kind of referenced that a couple of questions ago. Well, that's what I mean. Is it getting better at, you know, running routes, or in general, are you talking more on the line?
I'll keep it between me and him.
Working with Sean Hill through the summer and early on here in camp, what's your impression just of him and bringing him in and what he's brought?
I really like him as far as, you know, he needs an extra can of oil each day to put on his arm, but you know, he, the first couple days in OTAs, he didn't look very good, but he got much more solid as the time went in the spring. He's got a great personality. He's very smart. He's been through the system before. He's been with Norv before. So I think all those things are really good.
What are Lindvall and Sharif doing better in tandem this year?
I don't know yet as far as in tandem, and I don't know. You know, Sharif looks quicker to me. He looks more confident in everything that he's doing, and I think Linville does too. You know, we'll see more as we get going in the pads.
Scott Creighton with the first team in that nickel defense yesterday. Is it safe to assume you guys like his pass rushing ability, or is there something more to that move?
It really was. It was just we're kind of monitoring Brian Robinson's reps. And it's not so much that, but we feel like Scott has improved quite a bit. And so, you know, we'll see today.
Some comfort having Terrence Newman back on your field?
Yeah, Terrence is a good player. He's an older player, but he's a good player. And so that's going to be, you know, there were several teams that tried to sign him after this season. And he's a good football player. He's a great kid, and when he plays with good technique, he's a really good player. He's tough.
He was asked if you sought him out or if he sought you out. He said to ask you.
Well, Terrence and I go back a long, long way. So we've always had a really good relationship. I think we've respected each other quite a bit, and I knew that he was going to be a free agent this year, and I think he did too. So let's just leave it at that.
Tomorrow practice?
No, not today. We anticipate. Shug told me not to tell you, but probably soon.
Yeah, he didn't want to get any digs. He
just need to get his guys out, you know, on time.
Initial impressions of digs, what kind of a role he can have.
I think this guy's got a chance to be really good. He runs great routes. He's got excellent speed. He catches the ball as well as anybody I've seen, very, very easily. And he's been a model citizen, so that's important, especially for young guys.
Primarily a slot guy, because of the size.
He looks small, but he's 6 feet. You know, he looks smaller compared to some of the other guys, but yeah, you know, because I have the same impression sometimes, you know. But he's bigger than you think he is, and he's quick off the line of scrimmage. He can get 0 to 40 quickly, you know. So I asked. I was talking about in a meeting this morning. I said, how many dumb rookies do we have in here? One raised his hand right away. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I said, all the rest of you raise your hands too.
Like in terms of model citizen, you mean on time to meetings, kind of like just showing discipline, that kind of thing?
Everything. Anything you ask him to do, he does, yes or no, sir. It wasn't him that raised his hand, by the way.
Anything else?
Do you foresee Jarius Wright's role evolving at all this year in the offense?
Yeah, you know, the best thing that Jarius did was when he was in the slot, and so we keep working him outside, but we know that he's got a big value for us in the slot as well.
About playing smart versus playing dumb, and what constitutes someone? What do you look for if they're not playing smart? What are you looking for? Is that a technique thing? Is it not remembering the cadence? What is it?
Part of it, you know, jumping off sides is pretty dumb. We had a little disagreement out on the field yesterday. They kind of escalated, and if one of my guys would have punched the other guy, that would have been dumb. But he walked away. So he was, you know, he did a smart thing, but you know, it's also about the things I'm trying to teach the team right now. We keep going through situations in the team meetings, and I'll ask them questions. I'd say we're in a 2-minute drill. We're down by two. We need two or three. We need a touchdown. We need a field goal to win or win or tie. So I'll ask a guy, what yard line do you need to get to? So I asked one of the players, not on special teams, but I like to ask different guys different questions because I need to find out what they know and what they don't know. And so one guy says, 50-yard line. And I said, are you kidding me? That's a 68-yard field goal. That'd be an NFL record, So getting them to understand these situations, where we're trying to get to, I asked a guy yesterday, we've got one play that we only run on one certain down, right? And so I asked him, he gave me the wrong down. So it's like, so I asked him again today in a meeting just to make sure that he knows that they all need to be paying attention. We all have to be on the same page, and we all have to be accountable for what we want our fans to be proud of how intelligent we play and how hard we play. And I want my football team to share my personality and learn about the game of football.
All right.